The Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Top of the second hour of today's broadcast is Friday, July 12th, 2019. Let's try that and see if this works. Go ahead with when the Obama administration made the cybersecurity announcement back on Friday, May 29th, 2009, Warren Olney, had four giants in the cybersecurity industry on his broadcast that very day, which every time I talk about this, and I have since it happened, talked about it the day it happened 10 years ago. And every once in a while since then, when the issue of cybersecurity comes up, how peculiar it would be, you know, for me, for example, the day the World Golf Hall of Fame opened, to have Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Lee Trevino, and Gary Player on this broadcast. That would be peculiar. You wouldn't expect that. So for Warren Olney to have Jim Lewis, John Arquilla, Tom Kellerman, and what's the other guy's name? Gosh, I always forget the other guy. I forget now. And you know what? I'm looking at the post. I don't even see the other guy. Paul Light, that's who it was. Anyway, to have those four guys, especially Lewis, Arquilla, and Kellerman, is peculiar. Anyway, this is what was said. Go ahead, please. Let's see if this works.
Other sites even have those, you know, seller quality rankings like you see on eBay or Amazon. You know, this guy gets 5 stars because he's sold 100 times in the past and there haven't been any complaints. It's a great network. One of the things to look at, too, is the president mentioned in his speech the recent crime that involved a gang in cyberspace simultaneously looting ATMs in 39 countries. That's amazing. These guys must be really organized if they can pull off an operation in 30 minutes in 39 different countries. So that's what we're looking at. Sophisticated, high-tech, well-organized.
30 minutes in 39 different countries. It's the sort of thing that is massive, but perhaps nobody notices.
You know, that's the weird thing about cyberspace is you have huge crimes like this. There was a bank robbery in Western Canada, for example, that involved a loss of over $1 million. If the fellow had strolled into the bank with a machine gun, it would have been all over the front page of every newspaper. But because he did it in cyberspace, it's unknown. Just the way the hack into the campaign networks is sort of unknown. It's a good thing to commit crime in cyberspace because you're almost it's very unlikely that it will ever be caught.
Tom Kellerman, back to you. This must be what the private sector has nightmares about.
It is, if they're aware. They need to appreciate and respect that not just themselves, but their strategic partners can provide conduits, islands by which the enemy can hop into their systems. The private sector as a whole needs to recognize and appreciate that the short-term costs of investing in cybersecurity, best practice, policies and procedures, and sharing information with the government will give them long-term comparative advantage in the marketplace. What's more interesting about what Jim said regarding the bank heists, only 2% of modern-day bank heists are physical. And the average bank heist is only $6,000 is stolen. The average virtual bank heist is over $1 million. And 99% of the perpetrators are never arrested, and if they are arrested and prosecuted, they serve less than 6 months in jail.
That's just mind-boggling. I don't know how else to respond to that. 2% are physical, 99%, or excuse me, it must be 98, are in cyberspace?
Yeah, and then you have an 87% increase in wire transfer fraud in the U.S. this year alone. And it's not wires anymore, obviously. The banks are using IP-based systems. So this is highly organized syndicates, many of which who have received their capabilities and their training, per se, by former intelligence officials of the former Soviet bloc that have created protégés and attack malware and whatnot that are being utilized and distributed in the black market arms bazaars of the underground economy.
Back to John Arquilla at the Naval Postgraduate School. If you apply what's happening then in the private sector to what nations might be doing, once again referring to China with 50,000 people or so assigned to this kind of work, what are the vulnerabilities of the United States from a military standpoint?
I think the biggest problem is that we have a Maginot Line mentality. We believe in things like firewalls. And my master hacker friends say there are no such things as firewalls. They only recognize what they already know. And really, really good hackers get right through them, like you walk right through an open room. And so
there you go. That's it. Not through an open door, through an open room. My master hacker friends say, really? So was everyone just kind of, you know, did they set up shop in a booth at Rand Corporation down the street in Santa Monica, down the street from Warren Only, or were they in another sound booth or studio or whatever? Anyway, whatever. This was peculiar, to say the least, the day the Obama administration makes the announcement. And you have, I mean, what was said, you know, so the beginning, if it didn't make sense, I forget who it was, if it was Lewis or Kellerman, who's talking about the dark web arms bazaars and the e-commerce sites, you know, that have ratings for people that sell stuff. Anyway, so, you know, WikiLeaks has talked about the, you know, the Vault 7 et al. Tools. And another thing that doesn't get much play when this subject comes up that I've talked about is the books, like Outsourced. R.J. Hillhouse. So that was, you know, and Tim Sherrock. Between R.J. Hillhouse and Tim Sherrock, you have the majority of, you know. So Tim Sherrock is Spies for Hire, The Secret World of Intelligence Outsourcing, and then R.J. Hillhouse is Book Outsourced. And so you learn that even, you know, 12 years ago, I think it was 2007 that R.J. Hillhouse's book was published. And they were both on Democracy Now! Talking about, you know, Tim Sherrock, the Democracy Now! Post in 2010, Tim Sherrock asks why it took the Washington Post so long to investigate U.S. intelligence system. And then, let's see. Just trying to pull up the link so that I don't. Forget that real quick. R.J. Hillhouse, Spies for Hire. It's timsherrock.com. So, Democracy Now! Appearance for R.J. Hillhouse was titled Outsourcing Intelligence, author R.J. Hillhouse, on how key national security projects are contracted to private firms. Play that excerpt, actually. And, you know, so is there really accountability? Nah, you know, so we get layers and layers, degrees and degrees separated, and technology is an instrumental piece of that, you know. Just, gosh, man. You know, this facade of government and accountability, it's all just window dressing. So 12 years ago, R.J. Hillhouse wrote about how there's the issue of outsourcing to private companies, and that's where the leaks came from, you know? Contractor. You know, Benny, Snowden, you know, all of these guys. What's his name that I always forget? John Montgomery. You know, everybody's contractors. And so where have the Vault 7 et al. Tools rattled around? You know, we've played the clip. I mean, Vice talking about how your vehicle can be hacked. Where is that? Vice video. YouTube, I think, right? How Israel Rules the World of Cybersecurity was an HBO episode. There is... Anyway, so yeah, that's still up. How Israel Rules the World of Cybersecurity, March 14, 2018. It's on YouTube. And, you know, along with that episode went... So the description on YouTube reads, U.S. intelligence agencies accuse Russia of hacking the 2016 presidential election. Ben Ferguson travels to Tel Aviv to find out how Israel is on its way to becoming the world's top cyber superpower. And, you know, guys like Brendan O'Connell have done a good job of pointing out the absurdity of, you know, thinking that there are lines at certain levels, you know. And whenever the Russian thing comes up and hacking and all of that stuff, I always go back to that Yahoo story. You know, Yahoo, 500 million email users compromised, their accounts compromised. What happened? And Yahoo is clear to go, excuse us, but, you know, the story, Michael Isikoff's article at Yahoo News, behind the hack on Yahoo, Russian agents who had been courted by FBI. Russian agents who had been courted by FBI. And so you go back to Tom Kellerman's remarks that we just heard, and you have... you know, the White House press briefing with the giant posters of these guys in the background. And the White House is... Oops, sorry. So the DOJ says, you know, here's what happened. White House. So the Yahoo News story reads, just 2 years ago, the Obama White House welcomed Russia's top internal security official, Alexander Bortnikov, to Washington as the head of a Kremlin delegation attending a highly publicized U.S. government summit on countering violent extremism, or the CVE initiative, Obama administration initiative. What U.S. officials did not then know, how could we have known, is that officers of the agency that Bortnikov heads, the FSB, or Federal Security Service, were at that moment directing an audacious state-sponsored cyber attack to penetrate Yahoo's email network, deploying criminal hackers to steal data on 500 million email users, according to criminal charges unveiled by the Justice Department on Wednesday. The indictment handed up by a federal grand jury in California charged two FSB officers and two civilians, one Russian and one from Kazakhstan, now living in Canada, with crimes including computer hacking and economic espionage. FSB-sponsored cyber attack, which lasted from 2014 to September 2016, was described by government officials as one of the largest data breaches in history. But how could we have known? But so from the article, skipping down, it says what was especially galling to U.S. officials is that the two FSB officers at the center of the plot, Dmitry Dukachev and Igor Sushchin, were assigned to the agency's Center for Information Security or Center 18, a cybercrime unit that was the FBI's point of contact for investigating criminal hacking operations. So, you know, you want to have your guys on the inside. you're running an operation, you have you guys on the inside. So then, you know, I mean, there's all the other stuff that goes along with this. And then from there, you know, it's a short trip to Vault 7, and it's a short trip from there to things like WannaCry and all of this ransomware. Where does it come from? How can they do it? Why are countries, Viridian Slip, paying millions of dollars to ransomware attacks? Where is it all coming from? Well, again, there really are no sides. Whether it's, you know, whether it originates from a, you know, Langley or Quantico IP address, or, you know, it's tools that floated through Booz Allen Hamilton and made you know, tools that made their way out into the dark web ecosphere or whatever, it all sort of originates, it emanates from the same place. And so, just to conclude, I mean, it's an old story, and I've talked about it a few times. Just, man. And again, you know, to think that there is anything, any semblance of security, if we, anyone who believes that there's any safe place on the web, you're kidding yourself. I was just looking for the, so RJ Hillhouse's blog is ciaoutsourcing.blogspot.com, and so, you know, she had that post July 8, 2007. Who runs the CIA? Outsiders for hire. And that, among others of her posts, is fascinating. So from that, today, when Booz Allen Hamilton loses a contract to SAIC, people rush from one to the other in a game of musical chairs. Not enough chairs for all the workers who possess both the highest security clearances and expertise in the art of espionage. Some inevitably lose out. Any good counterintelligence officer knows what can happen next. Down on their luck, spies begin to do what spies do best, spy. Other companies offer them jobs in exchange for industry secrets. Foreign governments approach them, and someday terrorists will clue in to this potential workforce. Director of National Intelligence has put our security at risk by classifying the study on outsourcing and keeping the truth about this inadequately planned and managed system out of the light. And so, you know, I mean, there are all kinds of ripples. You know, there's the, you know, Seth Rich, speaking of modified limited hangouts, that's taken a whole different turn recently, different twist. But you have not the Sarnev brothers, who is Graham Fuller, not those guys, but the other brothers, you know, from Pakistan, that everybody in Washington uses for cybersecurity. Well, not anymore. That stuff. What are their names? I forget. Pakistan brothers. Yeah. Yuan brothers. That's it. David Wasserman Schultz, DNC, etc. So what happened to that story? You know, these stories just keep kind of disappearing, don't they? It's funny that, you know. So the interwebs are not safe, and the interwebs keep burying these stories. I wonder if there's something funny going on here. I ask rhetorically. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So, you know, speaking of the Awan brothers, that was a big story last year, but really has sort of fallen off the radar this year, as far as I'm aware, anyway. You know, there are stories like Here's one post that sums it up. 44 Democrats and Pakistani Awan brothers in Congress IT scandal heats up April 3rd, 2018. The biggest story you never hear about. Reporter sounds the alarm on Awan brothers scandal. Yep, new congressional documents reveal all 44 House Democrats who hired IT staffer Imran Awan waived the background check on the shady Pakistani national, the Daily Caller reports. Every one of the 44 House Democrats who hired Pakistani-born IT aides who later allegedly made unauthorized access, quote-unquote, to congressional data appears to have chosen to exempt them from background checks, according to congressional documents. And, you know, was that convenient? Was that a convenient sidestepping from, you know, a layer up in the conspiracy, so to speak, to maintain plausible deniability and compartmentalization? I would say probably, but who knows? You know, Scott McKay wrote a great piece for the American Spectator titled, "Did Democrats Aid and Abet Terrorists Seeking American Secrets?" I mean, this kind of stuff, that was 2017, but, you know, this reminds me of what I was saying earlier this week, how America is being annihilated, basically eviscerated, annihilated, disintegrated from within. So, you know, Cicero did not apparently say that a nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. But whoever is responsible for that quote, I believe it's accurate. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly, but the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely. And see, this is the thing. You know, continuing the quote, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself, for the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face in their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. Kind of reminds one of certain president's remarks before the American Newspaper Publisher Association. You know, back in 1961. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to be feared. The traitor is the carrier of the plague. You have unbarred the gates of Rome to him. And so you can, you know, you see these folks, you know, oh, I just, they, you know, the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in the accents familiar to his victims. He wears their face and their arguments. He sounds like us, but there's just something not right. Something's off about this guy. What's your deal, buddy? So, the more you dig into technology and high technology in government, for example, the more you are confronted by the reality that there are no sides and that this is just a great way to maintain compartmentalization and plausible deniability in an effort to maintain total information awareness, to maintain full spectrum dominance and not at a state or a national level, but at a higher level. Someone or other seems to be operating in the fashion of John Dee and Francis Bacon, you know, the society that will see all and be seen by none, that kind of concept. Anyway, I digress. So then there's also there are suspicious deaths, obviously. Michael Hastings, Daphne Caruana Galizia. And then there's that other girl who was a contractor. The heck is her name? And, you know, stories like Reality Winner. I think I mentioned the New York Magazine article not too long ago from 2017. Who is Reality Winner? Crazy stuff. Stick around. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. No flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting.
Welcome back.
He's
I don't know if I can play it on my end. I would really like to. You know, it's kind of a tangential type of a thing. Tangential. Jackson Dial's article that I mentioned recently, our new Saddam Hussein, and the little 4 minute, 41 second video featuring David Ignatius, columnist David Ignatius. And just the, you know, it speaks to this. And you get the sense that, I mean, there are layers. It's kind of like so many other, you know, the spy tactic of trying to hide, to obscure by whatever means, you know, to hide in a crowd, for example, try to find a crowd to hide in, to mask one's location through IP redundancy. So you have, you know, you route your traffic through such a variety of IP addresses that it's virtually impossible to trace your location, that kind of thing. And so you, in the same sense, you get the idea or the picture of these companies that are created. And you know, this PMC is owned by this parent company, is owned by this parent company, is owned by this parent company, is controlled by this person. And at a cursory level, there's the perception of obscurity and anonymity. But as you investigate closer, like David Ignatius talking about Jamal Khashoggi's assassination, it's just interesting how, upon closer inspection, they're really, you know, all of that anonymity sort of falls away. And in a similar sense, again, you know, Tim Sherrock and R.J. Hillhouse, you know, R.J. Hillhouse wrote the book on the subject back in 2007, outsourced. The intelligence community is predominantly outsourced. So Booz Allen Hamilton isn't really concerned about doing your taxes or my taxes anymore. This stuff, the market security state, as Patrick Porter puts it, much, much better business. And so when you start to think about that, obviously that lends itself handsomely back to the, you know, Jeff Cooper / gun control discussion, so-called debate. Well, you should just let us handle all of that. You know, we're clearly better equipped. There's an incident recently that I'm aware of. Somebody went speeding through a yard. That happens on a regular basis on this stretch of road, and the car was torn up on one side. And I was saying, well, gosh, with all these cameras on traffic lights these days at various high profile intersections, you'd think it'd be real easy for law enforcement, even with just basic tools, to be able to identify a car that looked like this car, particularly with the kind of damage that was done in, you know, running through this yard. Seems like that'd be pretty easy. But, you know, it's funny how that just never seems to happen. You know, we can set up these little temporary deals in places that'll take pictures of your license plate and send you a ticket. And there are, of course, the permanent ones as well. But what happens when the car is stolen and the rightful owner is issued a citation when something like what I described happens? So you take that and you compare that with Jeff Cooper's remarks. I'm going to mention this and then we'll go to the video clip. Back to that. So from Jeff Cooper's Cooper versus Terrorism, just backing up, I already said this, but to reiterate, he said, still we hear over and over again that we should not be armed, that we should not resist, that we should rely on the police for our personal safety, that our best answer to violence is to give up. And of course, we don't want children to be, you know, end family fire. It's another reason. How about we just, you know, my sister, when I think she was 10 years old, my grandfather, World War II veteran, two Purple Hearts, you never know it, you know, shot multiple times in combat. But you never know it. Very unassuming guy. That was a different generation. That was the guy that had the D6 and D8, dump truck, low boy. All that stuff was just kind of out in the front yard, basically. I remember a time when my cousin, you know, when we were seniors and playing football, thought we were just fantastic. You know, the world has never seen the likes of us. We are just so amazing, like all 18-year-old boys think. And so this guy, you know, grandpa, old guy, cowboy boots, suspenders and stuff, cowboy hat. My cousin thinks he's fantastic, and so somehow ended up challenging grandpa to a race, foot race. Grandpa has cowboy boots on. This is ridiculous. You know, kid wearing tennis shoes versus senior citizen with cowboy boots on. Well, the senior citizen with cowboy boots on won the race. So, you know, different generation. Anyway, that guy was armed to the teeth, you might say. These days, people would say that. Those days, it was just no big deal. There was a gun in every corner of their house. And, you know, not just the corners, but other places. And somehow, magically, even with all of us little kids running around, no one died from family fire. So my sister, that grandfather, who was an expert marksman, taught one of my sisters to shoot at a very young age. And by the age of 10, she was shooting 357s with a high degree of proficiency. So, you know, there's that, as they say. My, you know, why don't we, it, you know, it just makes sense to me. It's less of a drain on society when you train a child up in the way he should go, and when he's older, he will not depart from it. It's less of a drain on society. We don't have to worry about the nanny state having to protect us from ourselves. And, it gives you a sense of peace and security that you cannot otherwise obtain. You just can't. No one has, the way Jeff Cooper put it, your best protector is you. The way I put it, no one has a greater obligation and fiduciary responsibility to you than yourself, than myself. That's just the plain and simple truth of it. So, Cooper wrote, still we hear over and over again that we should not be armed, that we should not resist, that we should rely on the police for our personal safety, and then, you know, that escalates up to the market security state telling us at a higher level that same rules apply. Funny how people who are making obscene profits want to keep making obscene profits. Just, you know, funny how that works. That our best answer to violence is to give up. Such drivel demands a stronger stomach than mine, Cooper wrote. Our one bleeding heart type asked me in a recent interview if I did not agree that violence begets violence. I told him that it is my earnest endeavor to see that it does. I would like very much to ensure, and in some cases I have, that any man who offers violence to his fellow citizen begets a whole lot more in return than he can enjoy. Your best protector is you. I have said this week in particular that I'm working on a balanced, measured response, not the learned helplessness stuff. I don't want to tell you, when we talk about what's going on in the world these days, so to speak, I don't want to tell you these things so that we further induce a psychological trauma resulting in learned helplessness. Deepening learned helplessness. Not that, and not the radical reaction to that, you know, the jack-in-the-box kind of thing, the pressure, and, you know, the more you turn the thing, the more pressure, until at the appointed moment, by social engineers, bink, pop goes the weasel. Not that either. A balanced, measured response. And I would say in Jeff Cooper fashion. In listening, so there was the, you know, speaking of, I mentioned when Mike in Kentucky called earlier, I mentioned the his call into the Stop the Presses episode, July 5th of this year, where Mark Anderson interviewed Jane Lesko Eden. There's also the June 22nd, I believe, interview John Stadmiller did of Jane Lesko Eden. And in that, John said, you know, he was talking about bullying and what we used to do. You know, what we used to be told, you're not supposed to fight. But once in a while, you know, we were always told, you are not supposed to fight. You're supposed to, you know, love your neighbor as yourself. Matthew 7:12, do unto others as you would have done unto you. The golden rule, that's what we do. And once in a while, something would happen. And you have to defend yourself. Otherwise, as John was pointing out, the bully will just keep bullying. And there's no intermediary that can come and take care of that. That gives the bully a tremendous sense of power. And this person can't defend themselves, but you know what? Other people have to be called in. Oh my goodness. The way that warps perception, both on the oppressor and oppressed side, the victim and bully, that really screws people up. And like John pointed out, you know, even if you're not successful in defending yourself, I would say, the way I would put it, you know, you keep showing up and over again, it has a tendency to level the playing field and do other good things. A person begins to obtain a degree of confidence in themselves and their own ability to handle their own situations, things, all of that is good. The bully hopefully comes to his or her senses. Sometimes they end up being friends. Sometimes friends for life. That those kinds of things happen. And it seems to me that the other scenario where what Jeff Cooper talked about, you know, surrendering, giving up, that doesn't ever end well. So anyway, your best protector is you. He wrote, the obvious way to eradicate crime is to eradicate criminals, but neither lawgivers nor the constabulary seem inclined to do this. The man who elects to prey upon society deserves no consideration from society. If he survives his act of violence, he rates a fair trial, but only to be sure that there has been no mistake about his identity. If he is killed in the act, there can be little doubt about whose activity it was. But we, you know, and then as far as that's concerned, for whatever reason, I think of Jeff Cooper talking about ninjas, you know, masked paramilitary forces. The ninjas as a pejorative. But that's a separate discussion. Anyway, so he wrote, but we don't want a Porfiriato in which the police simply shoot all suspects out of hand. That's an interesting discussion too. Porfiriato, that's what it is. Porfiriato, named after what's his name, who was a hardcore technocrat, and interesting story down in Mexico. Anyway, such a regime may indeed have a certain austere appeal in today's climate of urban chaos, but to trade one's liberty for security is to sell one's own soul to the devil, as Ben Franklin noted. And to quote James Burnham, it is both our lives and our liberties that are at stake. Laws are not the answer. We have laws against murder. We have laws against kidnapping. We have laws against extortion. Remember, what's her name? Over at One American News, she did a good piece on that in, I think, a couple of the last mass shooting incidents. We already have laws in California for against all of this stuff. Laws are not the answer. We have laws against murder. We have laws against kidnapping. We have laws against extortion. And murder, kidnapping, and extortion are on the rise, Cooper wrote. They're not now. So, you know, because fact check, FBI says these stats are down. Now we have end family fire. Anyway, the answer, Cooper wrote, it seems to me, is wrath. Let the thug take his chances with an alert, prepared, and angry citizenry. An alert, prepared, and angry citizenry. And to me, that's the answer to if there is a family fire issue. But if there's a family fire issue, what about all of those unborn children that don't get to speak for themselves? I digress. It may very well spoil his whole career, Cooper wrote. The thug. This is not a call for vigilantism, he wrote. It is a call for self-reliance. For those who feel short on self-reliance, I have a suggestion. Take up practical pistol shooting as a recreation. It is a good game. It is fun. It is relevant. And it does wonders for your self-reliance. Your best protector is you. Best protector is, as it always has been, you. And as Thomas Jefferson told his nephew Peter Carr, it stamps character on the mind. Best form of exercise. We'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake?
Trying to tell me all you want to do is use me. feel this good getting used. Boy, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me. Oh, he told me that I ought not to let you just walk on me.
Welcome back.
And I'm sure he meant well.
Final segment of the second hour of today's broadcast. It's Friday, July 12th, 2019. So, you know, I would just conclude, I suppose, this thought in this moment, you know, speaking of Jeff Cooper with this, you know, why don't we try it? Instead of the learned helplessness response, well, there's nothing you can do. Because even in the pro-2A community, if you will, folks who believe that the Second Amendment is very clear and plain language, means what it says what it means, the right of the people to, well, a well-regulated militia, where is that, being necessary to the security of a free state? Are we concerned about national security? The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So that, you know, right is predicated on a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. If that's not, that's not an issue anymore, but it is. It always is. So, you know, whether it's, I mean, there's obviously the front side offer. You hear John talking about that. And there's the post on RBN right now about that. It's a good post. You know, Larry Elder has a few words for you in this video while he trains at FrontSight by Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of FrontSight Firearms Training Institute. So you have that, whether it's that, whether it's, you know, GunSight, the roots of Jeff Cooper, or it's, you know, Terran Tactical or something high profile like that. And by the way, you know, even Taryn Butler's website, talking about him, mentions Jeff Cooper. I'll wrap that thought up and real quick, and we'll go to the phones when we come back. Top of the third hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to